With a CNBC Your Money Minute, I'm Jessica Ettinger. Can you afford a $400 emergency expense right now? If the answer is no, you're not alone. About 40% of Americans would struggle to come up with $400 right now to pay for an unexpected bill, according to the Federal Reserve. People then try to borrow money from family or friends or tap a credit card, which means taking on more debt. And that's why creating that emergency fund is really a critical tool for financial security, a fact that was reinforced for many when the coronavirus pandemic tested their ability to weather an economic storm, or maybe it was a hurricane, wildfire, flooding, or any number of disasters. Typically, emergency funds should be held in a savings or money market account with easy access. The target amount to save varies, but financial experts say up to 6 months of your expenses should be set aside. Money expert Susie Orman recommends at least a year's worth. Lots more on this at CNBC.com. I'm Jessica Ettinger, CNBC.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. Dear small and medium businesses, no one wants happy customers more than you do. That's why FedEx offers you picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.